spouse of the Holy Spirit. It's an extraordinary title for any human being to have, but it is a true and accurate title for the mother of Jesus. Welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, professor of theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. We're talking about the role and the presence of Our Lady in Sacred Scripture. And I'd like to focus in on the presence of Mary in the upper room. This is Acts 1, 13 and following, 14. And the fact that the mother of Jesus is present in the upper room, petitioning for the descent of the Holy Spirit, is very powerful. John Paul II notes in Redemptoris Mater, his encyclical on Our Lady, that it's especially the prayers of Mary that brings down the Holy Spirit. Now, why would that be the case? Well, because spouses hear the other spouse's voice in a special way. And remember, the relationship between the Holy Spirit and Mary really start with the Immaculate Conception. The Spirit is the one who gives her a plenitude of grace, which many theologians and great masters of the Church would say, in itself, has a greater quality of grace from the moment of her Immaculate Conception than all the angels and saints combined. And so the Spirit starts by sanctifying his spouse-to-be, and then at the Annunciation, remember that it's the Shekinah, it's the cloud that overshadows Mary, and that's the Holy Spirit. The Archangel Gabriel says, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And from that overshadowing, which is really a continuation of the Old Testament idea that the Shekinah follows the Ark of the Covenant, that holy cloud holding the presence of God follows the Ark. Well, Mary's the new Ark because she is to have within herself Jesus Christ, the fullness of manna, the fullness of law, the fullness of prophets, the fullness of priesthood. And so the Holy Spirit overshadows Mary, and from that overshadowing, the Word is implanted in the womb of Mary and becomes flesh. So from that point, truly they are spousal. Mary is the human spouse of the Holy Spirit. And we see as Scripture continues, for example, at the Visitation, that where Mary goes, where the new Ark of the Covenant goes, the Shekinah goes, the Holy Spirit goes. Why? Because evidence of the Holy Spirit is manifest by the fact that Elizabeth prophesies by the power of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit sanctifies with Jesus in the womb through Mary, and sanctifying John the Baptist, who's also unborn, the sanctification of John, as tradition would hold. So we're now at the upper room, and Mary is present with the disciples, praying for the descent of the Holy Spirit. And yes, the spouse, the call, the petition, the voice is especially dear to the Holy Spirit because Mary is indeed his human spouse. Now, St. Maximinian Kolbe, who in a far beyond just his absolute heroism as a martyr, his theological contribution, which we receive from his writings, is extraordinary, especially on this point, on the point of the relationship between the Holy Spirit and Mary. And we're going to just summarize this here under this scriptural genus of Mary being present at the upper room, awaiting the presence of the Spirit, and then, of course, Mary being present at Pentecost. St. Maximinian Kolbe tells us this, that, first of all, the Holy Spirit is the sanctifier, the divine sanctifier, that we know. Secondly, that the Holy Spirit, by divine disposition, in other words, by the divine will, chooses to act only through Mary, his beloved human spouse. Now that's a powerful statement of this great saint canonized by John Paul II. What does it mean? It means that the Holy Spirit, of course, is not obliged, he's not bound to simply distribute grace, his sanctifying presence, and sanctifying grace in general through Mary, but he chooses to do so. Why? Because he chose to bring uncreated grace into the world through the same woman. That's what happened at the Annunciation, that the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. Through this overshadowing, God became man, uncreated grace. What grace could be greater than the grace of Jesus Christ? God, man, coming to save us. Well, the Holy Spirit follows that same channel. He follows that precedence, and He chooses to send all of His sanctifying power and grace through the same woman through whom Jesus entered the world, and that is Mary. So, St. Maximin builds a type of syllogism saying the Holy Spirit is the divine sanctifier. A, the Holy Spirit chooses to act only through Mary, His immaculate spouse. B, therefore, Mary is the mediatrix of each and every grace that comes from the Holy Spirit. C. And yes, we see that in its original form by the fact that it is Mary present with the church at Pentecost praying. She is the advocate that prays for the Spirit to come down. Now, some might object, well, wait a minute, hold. The word advocate in Scripture is given to Jesus and given to the Holy Spirit. And that's very true. But the word advocate is also the very first title that Our Lady receives in the church, given to her by St. Irenaeus before the end of the second century. In fact, St. Irenaeus, you know, dies around 202, and this happens, you know, in the late 190s, where she's called the advocate. Now, what does that mean? Well, see, Mary's the human advocate. Her intercessory power taps the intercessory power of the Holy Spirit, the divine advocate. So what do we have? We have this beautiful combination of the Holy Spirit interceding for humanity as God, the third person, through Mary, the human advocate for the human family. So there's no competition here. It's quite the contrary. There's cooperation so that we can receive optimum grace in the way that the Spirit wants. So Mary is indeed the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She is the mediatrix of each and every grace that comes to us from the Spirit. And that's why even spiritually and pastorally, we have to remember that when you invite a married person into your home, it's always good to invite both married people into your home. In other words, it would be unusual, it would be odd, it would be particular to say, you know what, I'd love to have you come into my home, but I don't know your spouse, and I'm not comfortable with your spouse. So would you mind leaving your spouse home? Well, that's typically going to offend the spouse that you're inviting. Well, so too in the relationship between the Holy Spirit and Mary. Sometimes people say, you know, I'll do anything for the Holy Spirit. I am a person of the Spirit. I'm renewed in the Spirit, but no, Mary, I'm not comfortable with Mary. She doesn't really figure into my spirituality. That could be seen as offensive to the Spirit. And the opposite is true as well. Someone says, oh, I'm very Marian. I love the Mother, but Holy Spirit, no, that's not for me. Spouses come and go together. The Spirit and the Bride say, come, Revelation 22 tells us. And they come and they go together. So we have to welcome the Spirit as the divine sanctifier, and we have to welcome the human advocate. We have to help welcome the human spouse of the Spirit, given to us personally, individually, at the greatest conceivable price by Jesus Christ. The Spirit and the Bride seek to enter each one of our hearts. That's the new Pentecost that we're called to have now, where the Spirit can come again in a powerful way through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, her divine spouse, the Spirit's divine spouse. Thanks for being with us at MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli encouraging you to let both the Spirit and the Bride re-enter your hearts in a powerful new way. Thanks for being with us. God bless.